Okay. Hi, everybody. Poetry is alive and well, and it's a thrill to be part of this long-standing tradition. Wow. Thank you, Joan, Jimmy, Don, for the sound, and Judith Robinson and Michael Worster, who extended their generosity not only in compiling this wonderful anthology, but also being there week after week after week and with open arms. And if any of you are out there with your poetry quietly sitting in a drawer, think about joining the Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange. It's warm and welcoming, and you can test your wings there. So, I will read two from the anthology. The first is, I make a reference to Joe Henry's God Only Knows. And if you don't know Joe Henry, he's a blues singer and songwriter, and one of his songs is God Only Knows. The accident. One afternoon while I was driving, singing a dirge about mercy so sweet my heart must have amped a little, as the song peaked in white August sun, my Honda, my blouse, her headscarf, white, 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 and turning left, I hit her. After I jumped from the car, it went something like the song and the singing. Bluesy, bruising, bodies in amber. So sorry I didn't see you arced over the scene as arms slow motioned her to lie down, lie still in that spot. Soon, shrill fire and rescue, shouts, cops, glares, queries, stripped me out of Joe Henry's God Only Knows, to my knees on a penitent street, wet with her gallon of spilled milk. This next one is a poem that really happened a couple years ago. It was the convergence of two lines of thought and feeling, one being a lot of couples my husband knew, about three or four, splitting up after long marriages and raising lots of kids. And after hearing about the third or fourth one, it was pretty jarring. And also at the same time, I was reading about global warming, which is, you know, always chronically jarring, and reading about the tipping point that we've reached and actually gone beyond, where with all the melt, the reflectivity is disappearing, and the effects aren't only additive, but actually exponential. So, I don't know, the two things came together. Here we go. Tipping point. See the Arctic. You can book a princess cruise for a little whale watching. Before the glaciers, that ballroom of glistening brides shed their veils. Before white icing runs off Earth's cake. See the tundra at the edges. Boreal forests beyond, drying their tears in ice world, uncovering treasure of carbon, white crinoline skirt, blackening. The way strong attraction between people melts and reveals, wherever great forces push things off kilter, like love, thinned out over time, begins to fray. See how our friends leave one another, dropping off the face of their families, forces stronger perhaps than what drew them together, stronger than Susie's or Jean's wedding dresses faded, no longer able to reflect a mongering darkness behind their husband's teeth. There's a name for the dark open water, for the loamy pitch, for the thawed forest, when it uncovers, when it absorbs the heat of a stranger, as all men and women contain bold heat. When the ice shelf cracks and the sea becomes wider and deeper and blacker, see how it picks up speed when a cup of coffee becomes a kiss. White dresses pooling in the streets. It's not how the Arctic should be. All those billions of tons of metric tons of released need. How rising temperatures start slow, build with a speed nothing can stop. That's it. Thank you, other side of the room. And the next reader is the incomparable Kathy McGregor.